T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Last weekend, a woman that was 39 weeks pregnant went to a Metallica concert in Brazil. And while the band was playing Enter Sandman, she began having contractions and gave birth to a healthy baby boy.
Might be my favorite story of the entire week.
Yeah, right?
Just the fact that she was at the concert and then the contractions hit, no time to leave the concert. And also, do you want to leave a Metallica show? No.
No.
I'll just have the baby right here.
And the perfect song, I mean, out of their catalog.
Yeah.
And
exit baby.
Yeah.
Enter parenthood.
Oh, wow.
James Hetfield found out about this and he was like, oh, I got to talk to these people. So he called the new parents to congratulate them. And a brief video shows the couple in Metallica t-shirts overwhelmed by the call.
Yes, this is James.
Oh, my God.
Joycey and yes, hey.
Hey.
Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, my God,
daddy.
I'm crying.
Aww. Oh, that's awesome.
That must have been a fun phone call for James.
Like, yeah, really. Of all the things you got to do in your life, it's like, dude. And you know, like all the years they've been performing, probably the first time that's happened.
Yeah, if I'm in Metallica, I'm like, give me their number. I want to call them. You would want, you know what I mean? Like, that's such a cool story.
Yeah. And you talked about it. You're like, man, someone's got to give him. Someone's got to reach out. Now, it didn't say whether or not he gave him anything. Kind of feel like, Dave Grohl would have given him something.
Gave him an experience of a lifetime. They got to speak to James Hetfield of Metallica.
This is what, if you were in a band, you'd be like, talking to me is enough. Go to kissonline.com if you want anything else.
Yeah! Oh, I mean, I'm not charging them for anything, but if you're a massive fan of my band and you see the video, the guys wearing the hat, they're both wearing Metallica shirts, I think a phone call from a member of Metallica is more than enough.
I'd
take that over a free t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, what if they had like a baby outfit? Right? They must have something that says Metallica in a onesie or something.
They got baby onesies. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you got to send that to them, don't you?
Do you? You know, what more do you want from me? I just gave you my time, and that's money. Right?
Okay, that's the difference between you and Dave Grohl.
It's true.
This
is
why
money.
Dave Grohl is a very successful performer who's kind and does things, and you, my voice is all you should want.
Yeah!
And I'm not saying James Hetfield or Metallica didn't do anything, but you know, like Pearl Jam's, or you know, how they got their people, you just know that somebody would have sent a really cool care package.
Well, then maybe they should have been a fan of Pearl Jam instead of Metallica.
Right. It's so true. Pearl Jam or Foo Fighters probably would have been a better place to have your baby.
Dude, I
got more free stuff.
I'm guessing that there's going to be a care package sent. I don't know if James had anything to do with it or just the management did something with that, but I think somebody is getting them a care package.
I would hope so. I just think that, I mean, come on.
Would you be mad if he didn't? I'd be so stoked that James Hetfield called me. I wouldn't care if you sent me anything.
Yeah, I would be mad. I'd be like, wow, that's it? The call? Well, that's all we get?
I mean, nothing's I don't know what his cameo costs.
You, man. Nothing's good enough for you.
No, not when you know.
The lead singer of your favorite band just gave you a phone call to congratulate you on the birth of your child.
Yeah, what merch. If that dude from Collective Soul did his thing and, you know, called you up? You'd probably be happy,
right? I want merch from Ed Roland. If Ed Roland doesn't give me merch as well, I'm being pissed. I'll be honest with you. If I had a baby at a Collective Soul show, I want some merch.
There'd be a lot more going on if you had a baby.
Yeah, well, believe me, if I had a baby, I wouldn't take a call from Ed Roland. I'd be taking a call from the Smithsonian.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Someone said I won a phone call from the band Bones UK. They're awesome. I was speechless the whole time. Have you ever had a random celebrity call you?
All the time. On this show, when they're calling in to do
you do get the first phone call.
Like, I do. Yeah. The coolest one ever was when it was Leonard Nimoy, because usually there's a person like who will like patch us through or something like that. And it was literally like, "Hello, this is Leonard." I was like, "Hi, Mr. Nimoy."
Yeah, I think the biggest one and it was also just because we work in radio, but when I worked in Albuquerque, we got to talk to President Obama at the time.
That's pretty wild.
Wow. Yeah, and it was one of those, I had to be in the studio for at least 2 hours, and I was on the phone with the Secret Service, and so it would be like, I'd get these
random
things.
What's small talk with the Secret Service like?
Nothing. It was literally like, hello, we will update you. And so it was literally,
don't talk to us, we'll just tell you when he's available.
Every 15 minutes, it was like, yes, you're still waiting. And then all of a sudden it was like, in 5 minutes, you will hear the President of the United States. And the next voice you will hear is President Obama.
Whoa.
And this That's was the first cool, thing actually. That Obama said to Danny.
I made bad choices.
Yeah.
I got high.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one that came to mind was when I first started working in radio, and I got a phone call back, we had a desk with a business line, and I actually would answer it in those days. And I picked it up, and I'm like, hello. And the person's like, hi, is this the morning show producer? I'm like, yes. And then he says, this is Mark Price. I'm like, hi. He's like, I'm a comedian. You might remember me from Family Ties. To which then I screamed, Skippy?
That's hysterical.
And he's like, he kind of chuckled. He goes, yeah. I'm like, you're Skippy from Family Ties? And he's like, yeah, I did not hold it together, dude. I was jacked.
That's amazing.
And we talked for like 15 minutes. He was the nicest guy. I didn't book him. I mean, he's a no name, but I'm kidding. Of course we had him on.
Of course you booked him. Are you kidding me? Everybody booked Skippy back in the day. Skippy was the best.
I was on cloud nine the rest of the day. I'm like, is that how radio works? The celebrity just calls you randomly? That never happened again.
No, you're right. Those are really wonderful moments when the dude calls. I wonder what ever happened to Mark Price. I feel like he should get to come back to acting, because you're right, he was a good dude, and Skippy was a fun character. And of course, I don't know if Vicky or Danny or Joey or Sarah Family Ties.
Apparently he's just doing stand-up now.
He did nothing bad ever happened with him, right? Like,
not that I know.
Not that I see on this.
Because he seemed like a very good person, but you never know sometimes.
Family Ties was the Michael J. Fox show before Back to the Future. And he was their friend.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was a really funny sitcom.
Yeah, that's why Michael J. Fox got to be who he is. That's why he got all those movies.
It's probably on Pluto.
it's an interesting, I mean, today, I wonder how it would fly today, because he was a conservative.
In a liberal family.
Conservative in a very liberal family. Yeah.
I feel like it would work.
Yeah, I feel like today, if anything, I mean, with all the division in this country, his Family Ties could be brought back.
People get so butthurt about politics, so maybe it wouldn't find it funny. I think back in the old days, at least we didn't have social media, thankfully, but I think during those times, you could still laugh at each other's beliefs or political affiliation, whereas I think people get a little too butthurt now.
Yeah, it was a flip on All in the Family is how I looked at it, because it was Meathead who was the hippie and, you know, Sally Struthers living with the conservative family. This was a flip. It was, you know, all those years later, it's the hippie family who has the conservative kid. Like, how did that happen?
And he had a suit on all the time. He was very serious.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It looks like it's streaming on Paramount Plus.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
I would say, you know what? I might have to see if it holds up. I did watch the first episode of Frasier recently and really did like it. You know, it was very nostalgic for me seeing them in a coffee shop and, you know, like the 90s, everything going on in the 90s. Like, wow, everything is so weird.
And Mark Price is doing stand-up all around the country. Nowhere near us. But
come on, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably doesn't want to ever come back because of the weirdo on the radio that was freaked out when he realized it was Skippy.
I just want to have Mark on the show so that when you can do the same thing and go, wait,
Skippy? I literally said, I just hit puberty. And when he's like, I'm like, Skippy? And I was walking around the offices telling everyone, I just talked to Skippy. And everyone's like,
cool. Like, man, yeah. I clearly was a bigger fan of Family Ties than the rest of you.
Yeah, you know, we've had so many celebrities that, you know, it's like, for me, I'm trying to remember the first time that who I thought was a celebrity that just, I was on the phone. And I go back, because I loved radio so much, and I wanted to get into radio. Mm-hmm. And so I was at a broadcasting school, and they said, hey, you need to interview somebody in the business. So, you know, I'm thinking, oh, okay. I went and picked the number one star in Boston. Let me see if I can get an interview with that guy. And I'm working at TJ Maxx. It's like 7:30 at night, and I get a call. Like, they page over the system, you know, hey, BJ, Charles Lacordaire is on the line for you, line 5. And it comes over the intercom, and I'm like, okay, these people are jerks. They're making fun of me because right. They're going, well, you think you can get Charles Lacordaire to interview you, be interviewed by you. And I picked up the phone, and I thought, okay, this person's doing a great impression of this guy. Because I'm like, he's no way he's calling me to TJ Maxx.
Right.
To, you know, to book the interview. And so I'm giving him a hard time thinking it's one of my friends. And he's just like, what is your problem? Kid, do you want to do an interview with me or not? And that's when I had that moment, like, because I was going, hey, douche. I mean, I was really being mean to him. And he was just like, do you want to do an interview or not with me? And I'm like, oh, my God, it really is the guy.
You're just being a dork.
Because I never thought he would call the stupid TJ Maxx at 7:30 at night to book the interview. You know, you just don't expect. Yeah, I figured he had people, you know, and they would, you know, call during, like, business hours.
I remember Craig Gass when he would call my old place before cell phones were really like a must-have. You know, so I had a landline, and I was living in Queen Anne with a roommate. And I remember, and Craig, always the prankster, you know, always effing with people. My roommate picked up the phone, and all of a sudden I hear, okay, hold on 1 second. And he's like, Steve, Adam Sandler's on the phone for you right now. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, Adam Sandler's on the phone. I pick it up, I'm like, hi, Adam. He's like, hey, it's Craig. I was just effing with your roommate. And I was like, oh.
That's amazing.
Funny. Wow. That's pretty cool, though, because your roommate must have thought you were amazing.
Well, my heart was racing. I'm like, Adam Sandler? I don't know why and how he got my number and why he knows me. I didn't even put two and two together. It's Craig, no. And that's like his go-to impersonation at the time.
You know, Craig Gass, probably how many times in his life has he made people think celebrities were calling them? I mean, like, it has to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different people over the years that had thought that people were calling them that were not who they were.
We did a bit on the old station with him before you could get, like, a lot of trouble of calling people. Well, you still could get in a lot of trouble, but not nearly as bad now where you could, like, call somebody without them knowing and getting their consent. So we called, I think, the offices of NBC. And we had him pretend to be, I think it was Al Pacino.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, I need to talk to Jay Leno. And the person's like, who is it? It's like, it's Al Pacino. And he's acting like, you know, kind of an aggressive Al Pacino. And he's just like, going. Then they're like, well, can't you just call him on his personal? I don't have it right now. Don't put me on hold. Like, just put me through right now. And then he gets passed to the next person. Tonight, it took like 4 different people that he got passed around to until all of a sudden you hear, hello, and it's Jay Leno.
Oh, no.
And we're like, what the F? This is really, because nobody wanted to hang up on what was potentially Al Pacino.
Yeah, you can't blame him.
And like, some people are like, give me your number, we'll call you. Like, some people are trying to do it, but like, you know, Craig's so good at it and so quick-witted. He's like, I'm not giving you my number. I don't trust you. Like, I need to get a hold of Jay Leno right now. And finally, Jay Leno answers. Craig tries to be out within 30 seconds, not even 15 seconds. Jay Leno's like, these guys are being funny, and he hangs up on us.
Wow.
I'm like, I feel like we got somebody fired that day.
Yeah, you did.
It sounds like 4 people.
Yeah, you did. I love that Jay figured it out, though. Like, Jay's like, oh, I know what's going on here.
Immediately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, probably because I wonder if, you know, if Craig panicked. Like, did Craig think he was actually going to get through?
None of us did.
Yeah, so I feel like it's a great bit until you really get the person. Then you go, what do I do now? I never expected to get by the gates.
We were all in awe. Like, we're just like, this is not really happening. And when you hear Jay's voice, and you know Jay's voice.
Yes.
And you're just like, holy F, we did it.
Oh, wow.
And then it just imploded rather quickly.
Yeah.
But that's all we wanted. Like, what at that point, there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah. Boy, those are the days where you didn't have cell phones, you couldn't trace back numbers, and it was, you know, I mean, you know, all of that worked out so well because we just didn't have what we have today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was a big day for people like me because I love space. And many were talking about the black hole. Yeah, astronomers captured an image of a black hole in the center of our galaxy for the first time. And have you ever wondered what a black hole sounds like? Because we actually have audio. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, for the first time, astronomers have captured an image of the supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy. It is the first direct observation confirming the presence of the black hole. And astronomers said the black hole is about 4 million times more massive than our sun. Jeez. And is about 27,000 light years away from Earth. So a light year is how fast light can travel in a year. Like, that's the distance.
So it's closer. It takes a lot less time than going home to Puyallup if I try it, like,
yeah,
4 p.m.
Yeah, so, dude, yeah.
Right? Doesn't light travel, like, somewhere, I don't know, somewhere around 140,000 miles per second?
I think
I remember that. Some sort of thing like that. So 140,000 miles per second. So we know how many miles that is. Then you go, okay, now, how many miles is that if we travel light in a year? I mean, and then this is 27,000 light years away. The idea that we can see this,
mm-hmm,
and how far away that is insane.
I know. Vicky showed me the picture. It was all over social media yesterday. I'm looking at it. I'm like, it looks like a blurry donut.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
But there's the center. There's the hole, which, yep. I mean, that hole looks like it's as black as a hole could be. And, you know, all the,
no way.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a black hole, and that looks like a pretty black hole right there. And, now this is the one problem that I have with this story is I remember reading the story. Now I perused it.
Uh-huh.
Don't remember any part of the story saying they had sound of the black hole. I'm not saying it's not true. I just don't remember it from the story. So,
and we had an argument when the mics were turned off because you're convinced I'm trolling you.
Yes, I really, really am. Because a lot of times we've said, hey, man, you want to know what this is? Well, we've got the audio and it's just, you know, jiggity jig, black hole, you know.
That would have been funny. I should have done that.
I'm calling it right now because, you know, I think fool me once, fool me twice, won't get fooled again. You know, that kind of a thing.
And Jake going back and forth. I'm like, BJ, I'm telling you, I'm not trolling you. I didn't put together any kind of a bit. And you're like, your face is giving it away.
That's
your
what
face
I thought.
Is giving it away.
I thought you, as soon as I read the tease last break, you had this giggle.
Yeah, because you said black hole, and that's funny.
Oh, okay. You know what? That does track with you as well. So, you know what? It could either be you're trolling me or you're just an infant.
Well, that's what I was getting.
Yes.
So I will go on with the rest of this particular story that you have put out in front of me. The study that captured the sound of this black hole also captured the sound of a black hole. And apparently they had to pitch it up so that you could hear the sound. And the actual sound is over 50 octaves lower than the bottom note of on a piano. So
deep.
So it's really, really deep. But I guess a black hole does make a sound. And here's what it sounded like.
Okay, I was kidding. That, I had a throw in there.
Oh, did you?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to think I did it, I might as well do it.
All right. So do we actually really have a sound?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's hear that. Wow, that's the black hole. Wow. And they had to pitch this up so we could hear it.
Right. It was the octaves were so damn low. It sounds like a bad, like, sci-fi sound effect.
It really does.
Vicky's getting tripped out by this. Why don't you like it?
I feel like something bad's about to happen.
Something is.
We're going to get sucked in.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty, supposedly they suck in everything.
It sounds like a really bad ghost sound effect.
Right. How nuts is this?
It's like when Tatum puts a blanket over her head and she pretends she's a ghost. She goes, ooh, it's the funniest thing. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Well, you know what? We all have our different things. And it's like, hey, why does your black hole sound like my kid with a little ghost on a little ghost sheet?
Yeah.
Again, 27,000 light years away from Earth. And Rev, did anybody do the math? What is a light year? Just because it is so freaking far away, man. How do they get sound? How do they pick this up in the first place? That's just nuts that they have equipment that can do this. Whether it's, you know, our satellites or Hubble or whatever they're using to pick up something.
They probably use their cell phone and just put the video and just record it in, bumped it up.
One light year is 5.9 trillion miles.
Yeah, okay. And it's 186,000 miles a second.
That's what it was. Thank you, Rev. I knew it was. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. I learned that in school. So it's what is it, Danny? 1.3 what trillion?
5.9 trillion miles away is one light year.
Okay, one light year is 5.0 trillion miles away from Earth, and this is 27,000 light years away.
Damn.
And somehow they can hear it and see it. That's insane.
It's an impressive microphone.
Aliens.
I want that mic.
Yeah, I mean, that is an impressive microphone.
Someone says that's one of the most terrifying sounds I've ever heard. We should play it again then.
All right.
Yeah.
We should just do all our breaks with this behind us today.
Oh, that'd be awesome. It is Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
The new Loud and Local band of the week is The Black Hole.
The Black Hole.
I want to give a big shout out to...
It'd be great if we could, like, layered Chris Cornell's voice in this.
Oh, I see what you did. Yeah. So, I have to say, man, I got to give a big shout out to. Okay, I don't know.
Sorry.
Big shout out to her.
It does sound like her. Are you saying that she's at the center of the black hole, whining girl?
Oh, there it is. That's the black hole.
That
sucks. That's her nickname, but that is.
Yeah. Oh. I feel sorry for her, really, because, yeah, that could go either way with that nickname.
Who are we shouting out, BJ?
Well, I'm shouting out the new Star Trek show that's on because the first episode basically talked about a planet that got to see stuff and then was able to like steal technology because they were able to use their microscopes to see stuff that happened skillions of miles away. And I was watching the episode, I was like, I don't know. This is kind of a lame plot. I'm not sure that this could actually happen because it was a society like ours. It's like, where would they get the ability to see a bunch of super space people like you guys doing super space stuff and somehow they would be able to see that? And now I'm like, okay, well, we're able to actually see things very, very far away from us. That's insane. So... I thought, well, you know what? Look at this. They probably did research and probably said people like on our planet could actually see that far away stuff that could happen and maybe go that, which is why if we could see all that, you'd figure we'd see a spaceship flying around, right? I mean, you know, you'd see something.
Mm. Yeah, you would think, but we haven't.
No.
Or have we?
Yeah. I mean, well, there have been UFO things. Which is really weird that finally they've come out and said, yeah, there's stuff out there. We don't know what the heck it was. And they finally admitted to it in the government during the pandemic and nobody seemed to care.
Yeah, well, thanks, Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, right. Angels and Airwaves, baby.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? I think the older gentleman on the show, I think we grew up watching those crazy, like, I found a UFO and it's always like some guy that's like missing all of his teeth.
Yeah.
There's like in some really like random like woodsy Farmville kind of a thing. And you're just like, well, this is just insanity. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, so we've been kind of like for years been told like only kind of out there people are seeing these things.
And the government last year did say, there was some stuff. Here's some footage. We don't know what the hell that is. It looks pretty spacey shippy thing. And it didn't really make a dent with people. Like people were like, whatever.
Someone said that black hole sound sounded like them after eating some tacos.
Oh,
been there.
That's cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
Or when I'm really wanting pizza, that's the noise my stomach makes.
Or like 5 minutes before we went on the air this morning, Vicky looks at me and goes, are you hungry? My stomach was just making like the loudest sounds.
And you were like, no, that's the black hole.
That was, it was brought up many octaves.
This is just trippy, man, because they're going to find a way to bring home rocks from Mars. Somehow they're going to send something there and then be able to bring it back. And it's going to have rocks. Of course, they got to figure out.
What is Dwayne Johnson doing up in Mars?
I don't know. He could be anywhere. Why can't he go to Mars?
Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah.
Didn't they go to space in the Are they planning on it?
Yeah, they were out in space. A car jumped, I think, the moon or something.
Oh. No, I'm pretty sure that Fast and the Furious.
No, it was. I'm making a joke, but yeah, they were in space for one of the movies. Yeah,
have they been in it, or has that movie not come out yet?
I think it was the last one.
Oh, we haven't finished that one yet.
Oh, maybe it was the second to last one.
It looks like maybe F9.
F9?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I thought I remember hearing that.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, where else do you go with a car when you've gone everywhere else? You know? That's a true Tokyo drift right there. You drift right into the atmosphere. But yeah, they're going to bring rocks home from Mars. And now, but here's the thing. I think at least they've watched enough of The Walking Dead to go, we got to make sure, though, we don't bring back some sort of bacteria that could kill us.
Yeah, that's how you get spiders from Mars, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty funny that they're like, yeah, we're going to bring rocks home. And they're like, yeah, but what if there's stuff there that we don't know how to fight and you literally release a plague or that we can't do anything about?
And you know, some rich person's going to be like, I want all the rocks. I want to build a wall in my house that's of Mars rocks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, just to be able to brag that they're so rich they could afford to have rocks imported from Mars.
You know how much they're going to pay for that, Steve? You're right. I mean, if they were to
$5.99 a pound at Home Depot, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to. Yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit more than that, yeah, on Mars rock. I mean, people are, you know, I mean, I feel like moon rocks have been auctioned off, like real moon rocks, I think, unless NASA's got them all or Smithsonian, but I feel like there's probably some rich dude that's got a moon rock somewhere.
I'd rock a rock keychain. Like a rock from Mars keychain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you would?
Like a little pebble.
Get it at the Natural History Museum or something.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I feel it's going to be a while before you're going to be able to get the Mars rock keychain.
Like
affordably.
Last month, Apollo 11 moon dust sold for about $500,000.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, I don't need a keychain that bad.
And that's moon dust, man.
Yeah, what about Mars dust, Rev? Forget about it.
I know.
Would you snort it?
At that price.
Some rich person would.
Once again, zombies, Steve.
Yeah, this is how you get zombies.
And this is why Steve is never going to win the lottery, because whenever there's anything that he could buy, will use the worst possible reason to deal with it.
Out of all of us, I hope Steve wins the lottery because of those stupid purchases.
It's going to be a spectacle.
It would be fun to watch how quickly I spend lot of it.
But to be fair, he wouldn't buy the Moondust keychain unless it had a Kraken logo on it, because then, you know.
There's the selling point.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Steve had this crazy party where we were all snorting moon dust. It was so strange, but we did it anyway.
Not a euphemism. Actual moon dust.
Yeah. I mean, I want the caveat that if I don't win the lottery, Rev, I still don't want Steve to win the lottery over me. But if I don't, then I want to watch to see what Steve does.
Fair enough. Man, we'll be grilling like before we really get crazy. I'll be like a little sprinkle of moon dust on the burgers.
Sprinkle. Are you going to tell anybody? Or are you going to be like those guys that put out the pot brownies and don't tell anybody?
Yeah, I'll tell you after you ate it. I mean, you won't believe what you just ate.
That's fantastic.
A burger seasoned with moon dust.
No wonder it tasted so good.
Yeah, that burger cost me $3 million.
What if I start mutating and become a moon man or something? You can't do
that.
That'd
be cool. I think you'd be excited about that as a sci-fi guy. You'd be like, this is the best party ever.
It gets you. I've watched The Fly. It doesn't end well for mutant people.
Well, you ain't getting any younger. It's not going to end well either way.
That's true. All right. Well, geez, that's... All right, well, I hope I have a good weekend.
Happy Friday, BJ.
Thanks for that.
Have some of my moon dust burger.
Yeah, at this point, why not? Yesterday, Mr. Moon Dust did get this one right.
What number does Russell Wilson wear for the Broncos?
Russell Wilson does not exist to me.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, wow.
Who is this Russell Wilson? You
3.
Speak
of?
Yes.
That's that guy.
Yeah, he's an intern now anyway, so screw him.
The biggest dork in the world.
Yeah.
And we're dorks, so that means we're saying quite a bit.
Yep. And we will see him again in September.
I can't wait.
And we will crush the guy who thinks he's a crush. There we go. You want a shot at Beatty Steve? All right, here's yours. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time in by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.